And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show lined up for you today. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape and Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits is here. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking good drinks and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, Fight icons and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swimbaits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a fun show today,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, indeed. Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Good morning, John.
Buenos dias, Pedro.
Yeah, buenos dias. Great time at the ranch last week.
Yeah. Beautiful weather and fairly good fishing.
Yeah. The fishing slowed down a little bit. Of course, the day we left, it picked up.
Yeah, it sure did.
Isn't that always happening, right?
Of course.
Yeah. But I tell you, the ranch is... I mean, if you're looking for the greatest escape for...
this COVID craziness here.
No doubt.
It's so great.
Well, it's out by itself, you know.
Yeah.
And the limited number of guests with 34 rooms.
Yeah.
And we actually cut it down so we don't have people coming from town at all now. So it's just the ranch group, the guests themselves.
Yeah.
So it's really safe. We've all the COVID regulations and everything. We've gone overboard.
Yeah.
Really. So.
And I said it last week. I said, you know, you have to wash your hands before you go in a restaurant. They take your temperature everywhere.
Exactly.
It seems better controlled there than it is here.
It's stricter.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it seems like
but
that.
On the ranch, it's a little different. You know, once you get there and all that, people wear masks, but not everyone.
Yeah.
And it's not really required. Everything's outdoors at the ranch, you keep in mind, too. And it's very spread out because it's such a big property. So we're pretty safe, and we haven't had any issues over the last few months.
And everybody that came down had such a great time.
Yeah, it's always a great gang, and it's always the same gang. You know, it's it's our 30th year almost.
It was our 24th year.
That's awesome.
24th year. So next year will be the big 25 years.
Yeah, so it was all the regulars. Everybody knows. And we had actually a lot of new guests that came through, too. And the fishing was decent. And like you say, just almost when the tournament ended, it really kicked in, of course.
Yeah, that was the day we were diving in Cabo Como, which was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, the Dorado rolled in. And some nice Dorado. You know, I'd say the average fish was 15 to 20 pounds.
Nice.
And everyone was limiting on the Dorado. Jack Nielsen's down there right now and fishing on El Jefe, and he caught released a 300-pound blue, and the marlin fishing really picked up. It's interesting because there's just so much bait. You know, your meter, the bottom is just so much bait, and plenty of sardine available down there, too, for all the boats.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you know, they fill up your bait tank and then fill up a bucket, you
know.
Give
you an extra,
Yeah, and then everybody's kind of fishing for the tuna in the same spot, so everybody's chumming like crazy and really bringing them up. And, you know, you're getting the solid yellowfin, maybe three or four per boat from 20 to 65 pounds, something like that. And then the Dorado and the bottom fishing's been good. So, and very little pressure on the rooster fish. When I'm walking the dogs every morning, I see them racing up down the beach.
Yeah.
But
you're not even
much.
Mentioning the wahoo they've been catching on.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome, Yusuf. Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits, but also a ranch resident, too, right?
Yeah, we had an amazing time. My wife brought me down there for the first time. It was just 8 years ago, and she got a recommendation from the folks at her bar that she used to own called the High Dive. That was kind of a fisherman bar, and they recommended the ranch. She took me down there kind of as a surprise, told me we were going to the to Cabo Wabo is what she told me. didn't let me bring any of my rods or anything. I showed up down there, and she borrowed a car from a friend of mine that was down there, and started me driving on this road. I had no idea where we were going. Pulled down a dirt road, almost hit like six cows on the way, and ended up at the ranch in the dark. And I really didn't know what I was in for. You know, we heard the ocean lapping at the shore, and you know, we're just the view wasn't there because it was nighttime. You know, and other than the amazing stars that we'd never get to see here in San Diego, you know, and the next day when the sun came up and it's, you know, coming up in your face because it's, you know, the East Cape, and I was just like, what the hell is this place? You know, it was just amazing.
It's paradise.
And after taking a kayak out and catching a Dorado off the kayak and coming in and eating it for lunch at the ranch, you know, the restaurant cooked it up for us, and I was just like, this is the best place in the world. So we were definitely you know, lifers down there now, and you know, trying to get down there as much as we can. COVID's put a little hitch in our step, we definitely try to get down there and see John and the rest of the gang down there.
Yeah, it's a pretty special place.
Yeah.
Amazing.
A good neighbor. By the way, Ingrid's here with us in the studio. You such beautiful wife.
And she's the one that always catches all the bigger fish down there.
Big fish,
her first time down there is a 55-pound rooster on, I think I think it was a Trinidad 16, like 15-pound test.
Nice.
It was amazing, and you know, for that to be kind of her first experience, and we didn't have a boat booked. We literally went down there. She had no idea we were supposed book a boat. Some guests down there were actually staying, you know, for a couple weeks, and they're like, "Oh, go ahead. We've got Santos. He's the best captain. Just take him out, you know, tomorrow." It was my birthday, and we ended up. They actually said they could hear her screaming from the shore, which is not that too. So, yeah, limits of Dorado that day, the 55-pound rooster, and I got a little rooster that I won't mention, but but yeah, it was definitely one of those, you know, magical experiences. And then to run into those same guests, you know, a couple years later, and I was telling the story to them, and they're like, "You realize that was us, right, that did that?" And so I ended up covering their fishing
cool.
Or actually, maybe it was their bar tab, I don't know, whatever was bigger.
At the ranch it could be the bar tab.
Especially with these guys.
That's a cool story.
Well, now, of course, you are now in the business with Cutwater, and originally with Ballast Point, right?
Right. I was head brewer for Ballast Point, worked there for 24 years, and then upon the sale of Ballast Point, we opened up Cutwater, and that's right here in San Diego, right by the pyramid off the Miramar area.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a restaurant there for tasting, and we have, you know, limited indoor because of the COVID, but we do have a patio outside.
Uh-huh.
So we are doing in dining, and we have, you know, tasting of all the products we make. We're, you know, especially known for our canned cocktails. We've got about 20 different varieties of those, and they're made with real spirits. They are not like the seltzers that are out there right now, or that are kind of made with this mystery alcohol.
Yeah.
Our stuff is made with the spirits that we make right at Cutwater. So if it's a Paloma or margarita or something like that, it's made with tequila, real tequila. If it's made, you know, if it's a gin and tonic, it is literally gin and tonic. It's, you know, so we've got, like I said, about 20 of those, and we've also got all the spirits that go along with those in bottles, so the regular whiskeys, rum, gin, vodka, all those, and you're, you know, able to taste them and get some great food to go along with them.
Oh, that sounds good. And the cool thing about these Cutwater spirits is they come in cans, so you can, they're very fisherman boat friendly.
I happen to have had a, you know, we had a lot on the boat yesterday, and it helped out because the fishing was a little slow for us out there. We did land a few fish, some Dorado and Yellowtail, but yeah, there was definitely some folks on the fish who weren't on the fish on the boat that were on the cans.
Enjoyed themselves just fine.
Yeah. So let me guess, dating back from your Ballast Points days, all the different fish labels, did that come from you?
Yeah, that was it was actually Paul Elder, who's a local artist, came in one day, and he was having a drink at our tasting bar, and we were kind of fumbling around with different logos for the brand, and, you know, in the very early stages there, you know, this was maybe 26 plus years ago or 28 years ago, and Paul brought in the sketchbook, and he opened it up and started showing me these incredible sketches of you know, the underside of a surfboard from the calico bass perspective. You know, as you're looking up and you see a little swim bait, you know, dangling there, and kelp and everything, I'm like, holy hell, this is amazing art. And so we kind of took the idea that, you know, it would be better to make a brand that had this cohesive kind of look across the portfolio. And, you know, Yellowtail being such a pervasive species here, especially for the sport fishing industry, and just it's kind of our local fish here for all of us here.
Sorry,
and
backbone.
So that became our, you know, our number one beer, and, you know, kind of a lighter style ale that was approachable. And then, you know, getting into the Big Eye, the Calico, the Black Marlin, although, you know, Black Marlin are a little bit rare here in San Diego, you know, it fit the porter category really well. And, his art just became the brand, and it really, you know, I love all the shirts and,
so,
you know,
identifiable.
And Paul was just a quintessential fisherman. I mean, he literally lives off the water. He dives, he kayaks, he is Aquaman. You know?
Yeah. So with Cutwater now, you've taken a lot of that fishing influence too. And I see your TV spot, you know, has a fishing scene on there and stuff like that. It still kind of carries over. It's got to have influence on what you're doing right now with Cutwater.
Yeah. I think a lot of the of people, you know, one of their first questions is, what does Cutwater mean? What does that name mean? And there, it's actually got a few meanings which are all relatively related to the ocean. And the first one would be that notion of the bow of a boat kind of plowing through the water. It's called Cutwater. So it is that moving forward. And when we were leaving Ballast, we had this desire to, you know, keep plowing ahead, and that bow breaking through the water, you know, kind of making that V was that Cutwater notion. It's also a bird called the black skimmer or Cutwater. And that bird kind of goes down, has a long beak, and kind of plucks away at a piece of bait off the surface and draws this V and you know, cuts the water.
Oh.
So it's also got that. And then the most, you know, basic description would be, when you make alcohol, you always create it at a very high proof. So in order to get it to a drinkable proof, which is usually 80 or 90, you're cutting it with water.
Okay.
So it's got a little try meaning, so to speak.
And you create all these spirits. Like, one of the things I'm fascinated at watching you is your visits down to tequila in Mexico and creating the tequila.
Yeah, we have a, you know, an amazing team. We've got over 100 people now working for us at Cutwater, so it's a pretty big team. You know, I work in the lab with a woman named Gwen Connolly, who's a master taster, and she's just amazing. As far as she's been through the industry working with Ball Corp, which are the people that makes our cans, and worked with Lost Abbey here in San Diego with a brewery. As far as, you know, she's just the quality behind the brand, and she sits there, and we argue with each other about the way things need to taste.
Yeah.
But as far as the tequila goes, it's very different than the typical tequilas that you see being made, because I actually go down there, I distill with them, I, you know, pick out the bottles that, you know, that we produce. We design the still with the company together. We actually manufactured the still in the town of Tequila and brought it into a 100-year-old existing distillery. So we kind of have Cutwater Distillery within the distillery in Mexico, and all of our tequila is being made on that still only. So our product isn't like any others, you know. And we actually ship our whiskey barrels that we use in San Diego. Once they're empty, we ship them down to Jalisco, and we use those for aging. So it's more than just, you know, the typical slap a label on a bottle kind of tequila. This is something that really, you know, we've gone through with the family and designed the equipment to make it. We're, you know, really trying to cook the agave in the ovens the most traditional way. We're trying to bring back the way tequila was made, you know, maybe 50, 60 years ago. And the results of the awards we've won, I don't know if I can legally say it, but I think we can claim that we've won some of the highest rated awards over the course of the year than any other tequila. We've won at double gold at the San Francisco Spirits Awards, which is enormous award show.
Yeah.
We've won best of category, best of show at Denver. In London, we won Tequila of the Year gold medal. I mean, so it's some really big contests.
Big
deal. And you know, these... It really means something to me when not only are you winning a gold or a double gold, but when you're winning those best of shows, best of categories, best of the year, you know, which is what we've done kind of across the nation with this, New York as well. So it's just been a banner year, and this is our first year release.
First year release for the tequila?
First year, yeah. So we've got a Blanco and a Repo right now. The Añejo is on a truck, and it's literally on its way up.
Wow.
I think it's stuck in customs right now, but it will be here, and I've got really, really high hopes for that.
That's cool.
We went down 2 weeks ago or so and blended it, and I went down there with Gwen and my wife Ingrid, and it was just you know, getting those barrels and putting them together and coming up with these blends is something that, you know, a lot of folks never get to do, and to do that in the magical town of Tequila and is just amazing.
I can tell the great story and your passion for this is just unbelievable.
It shows through for sure.
And the other spirits are made right here in San Diego.
We're cranking away. If you do unfortunately, the tours are shut down right now, but you can get a glimpse. We've got a giant still on display, so when you drive into the parking lot, you can't help see the 35 5 foot column that's out there.
Yeah.
But we have about 5 different stills in the back.
Oh. Wow.
We have our whole canning line back there. So.
All made right here.
Yeah. So another. Wow. Another thing that kind of separates us from a lot of the other companies that, you know, people are might be drinking a can and wondering where it's made, and they'll never know where it's made. And
yeah.
Especially if you're from San Diego, I mean, you literally can turn the corner in our facility in San Diego and see a canning line that's cranking out 400 cans a minute of this stuff. So,
wow.
Your
distribution's jamming. International?
Our distribution right now is about 37 states in the U.S.
Okay.
We're not quite into the international marketplace, but there's definitely plans for that.
Oh, yeah. I can just see Rancho Leonero starting to put some of the Cutwater spirits right there, right?
Well, I think John was waiting. The tequila that we've had out there, you know, has had our Cutwater standardized bottle. And what the biggest complaint we've got is, you know, the tequila industry have these really nice bottles.
Fancy
bottles,
yeah.
And if they're not fancy, they look kind of handmade or something. There's something unique about them in the label and all. And John was one of the first people to say, hey, the liquid doesn't match the bottle. You need a new bottle. So he forced me to go down there. I found a little factory, and we actually, this new batch of tequila that's coming is in a new bottle. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
And all the products will go into the new bottle. Yeah, and it's a
really, really good tequila.
Yeah,
yeah. Really good tequila.
And it's 100% recycled glass that we're using for the bottle.
Wow.
Everything, the bottle, the label, the tequila, obviously, is all made in Jalisco now. So it's a really nice way to bring it all together.
That's got to be really a cool thing to do, is to create tequila in tequila.
Yeah, and there's only a few distilleries that are located actually in the heart of tequila. And, the town itself is quite amazing. I mean, it's a magic little place and very safe, very clean. Once we can get back to traveling normally, you know, these places do offer tours. You can hit usually a few distilleries in the town in one day. And I do have to concur with you guys as far as traveling in Mexico right now. I actually feel that most of the time, they're taking this a little bit more seriously. They usually have a face mask on, a face shield. They're uh-huh. taking your temperatures when you're going into hotels and restaurants.
Yes.
So it's. I think the only dicey area maybe is the airport transfer. You know, that might be a little.
Yeah, but anywhere you go, I mean, there's.
Yeah, that goes for anywhere. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Rancho Leonero, Cutwater, fishing. A lot happening here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, talk about two fishermen and two people talking about some great stuff. It's going to be a really fun show, and we want to have you join us this morning. If you want to be part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. Two ways you can be a part of the show this morning. First, just give us a call. 833-288-0973. Phones are already packing up. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can text the show. A new option that we have at Let's Talk Hookup. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's very easy to find on the Google Play Store or in the App Store on your iPhone. Free download. It's a really easy way to listen to the show, especially if you're going to be listening down at the ranch or anywhere you want. Just hit a button and you'll be listening live to Let's Talk Hookup. You can also access all of our archive shows there, and you can text the show. There's just an option to hit one of the text the show tab. It'll go right through to us. The texts have been really fun and really popular. Make sure to include your name, and unfortunately we're not able to reply. It's kind of a one-way system, but shoot us a text if you got a question for Yousef, a question for John, or want to talk some fishing. We want to hear from you. Again, give us a call, 833-288-0973, and not only are we talking all this great fishing and fun today, we are also giving away such a great prize for one lucky caller, and that is a handmade Anza fillet knife. I mean, what more good can you say about it? The very best knives in the whole world, a high-carbon steel, handmade right here in California. It's a great, great knife, and somebody's going to get that awesome knife at the end of the show today. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th, check saltwatertackle.com.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, phone lines are already packing up. Going to be a very busy show. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk to John, talk to Yusuf, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's talk to our buddy Al, who's calling us from the CCA Inland Empire chapter. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? My name's Al Barker, Jr., and I happen to be the president of the CCA Inland Empire chapter out here. And I wanted to let everybody know, make everybody aware of a awesome fundraiser that we have going on right now until about the middle of November. For $20 or more per chance, we have a winner's choice award system. We're going to be giving away 3 awards, again, for a chance at $20 or more. We have a couple of really good accurate rod and reel setups. We have some Okuma Makura gear. We have a gift card giveaway. We have quite a bit of great merchandise out there on our website. If you go to ccacalifornia.org, there's a link directly to our fundraiser. You can click on that and purchase as many tickets as you want. Most of our gift packages are worth close to $1,000 retail value.
Nice.
And I'd love everybody to have a chance to participate and jump in on this. We're also doing a grand opening at Sportsman's Warehouse around November 14th, which will be the last day of our fundraiser. We will actually draw the three winners, on November 15th.
Fantastic. Well, of course, all this CCA and you guys in the Inland Empire are doing a great job in there. All this money goes to helping preserve our future of our fishing, for sure. So, Al, once again, if somebody wants to participate in this virtual banquet, event that you have on, how do we do that?
Okay, you can log in, ccacalifornia.org, and you'll find a link to our website for our fundraiser. It's kind of in a pinkish color. You click right on that and you can donate through that. You can also renew your membership or secure a new membership through that and buy t-shirts through that.
Fantastic. That's great, Al. Well, hey, well, good luck with it, and thank you all from the Inland Empire there for all your efforts, too, to help work hard to preserve our fishing. We appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thanks a lot for the call.
Let's jump into the phones. They are 100% jam-packed full. Thanks for that, Al. Let's get us started with Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Actually, I have two questions and also a quick comment. Yusuf, I'm looking at your Cutwater website. It's very impressive, and the architecture on your distillery is amazing. I look forward to my next time in San Diego to swinging by and looking at it in person.
Right on, thanks.
Yep. My two questions. One's for Rick. Rick, with all these mixed tuna that we're seeing size-wise, you know, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 15 pounders up to the beasts, you know, over 100 pounds, a lot of times it's a small hook. What would be your recommendation for, like, a number two sized hook to kind of, if you catch a 100 pounder, you're going to have at least be in the game and would work for, you know, a 40-pounder.
Yeah.
And then, Yusuf, on your tequilas, is there any distribution up in the Los Angeles area?
As far as the hook goes, I right now like that Gamakatsu standard wire Nautilus. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of the Nautilus HD, and I think, which is the heavier gauge wire, and I do think that on a 100-pounder, for sure, that's the hook that you should be fishing. But exactly as you said, when the bait is small and bite is tough, like smaller hook, lighter gauge wire, that's just the game you have to play. And after last year fishing Guadalupe, we had more than enough big fish, you know, including fish up to and over 100 pounds on that standard wire Nautilus. So I think you're starting to approach the rev limiter when you're talking about fish in the triple digit size on the standard wire Nautilus, but I have yet to have a failure with it. So that's what I would be doing. The smallest size you can find in a standard gauge wire. Which,
and I believe that is like a 1.0. I think the Nautilus makes a 1.0.
I think they have a 1 even. But it's just so hard to get right now. You know, I mean, we're not saying anything that anybody doesn't know walking into any tackle store, ours very much included. Like, small hooks are just, they evaporated. And, you know, same deal. The COVID thing has been very difficult on people producing a lot of stuff. So it's just hard to find right now.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they are coming out with both a 2 and a 4 that'll probably come out, you know, a little later, maybe closer to ICAST, something like that. That will be a really nice hook
in
going forward. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
I probably wasn't supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway.
And
it's
I might
be a
give
really
a little tip to Tackle Day coming up November 7th.
Right.
Buy two, get one free on all of the Gamakatsu hooks.
Even more than just that. So it's buy two, get one free on anything Gamakatsu. No question, as many as you need. And then if you spend, I believe it's if you spend $25, there's a limited supply, but you get a free, like a really nice Gamakatsu tackle box, one of those style, insert style boxes. And then every, with any purchase, you go to the Gamakatsu booth, and they're going to be raffling off those 7,000 tackle boxes. That yeah, every hour of tackle days, they're going to be doing those for any Gamakatsu purchase. You'll get yourself into the raffle. So yeah, it's going to be a fun day.
I like those tackle boxes.
Totally.
They're cool. Yeah, for sure. They're like the replace the. They're like a lightweight long range box.
Exactly.
Is the way I look at it. And you put the boxes inside. It's my new deal.
It's cool.
For sure.
It's real modular. You can like snap rocket launch your rod holders to the side, or you can drop insert boxes in the side, or drop like a little jig hanger. Yeah, they did a good job. They're cool.
Definitely. And Yusuf?
I actually can comment on the hook thing too. I was going to say that if you're fishing, you know, the 15 to 20 pound tuna, you're probably fishing a lighter setup too. I mean, 20 pound line maybe. And the chances of you straightening out a hook with 20 pound, I mean, your drag is going to be set at a fraction of that. So you're probably more likely to get spooled than you are, you know, to straighten the hook out.
Hook,
so it's not like you're going to be fishing the small fish with 40, 60 pound line, unless you're, you know.
Yeah. And you were fishing yesterday. Was it small hooks, light line?
We were, I caught everything, which was a couple fish on, you know, 15, 20 pound and real small circles. I'm a fan of circles. I know a lot of folks love swinging, but I feel it's just as juicy to click that
rod and feel
and just let it come tight. As far as the distribution on the tequila goes, we have a where to buy, which you can get right off of our website, and that'll link you up to the stores that carry certain products. We do have distribution throughout California and 37 states in the U.S. Where to get the tequila? I know the Reposado was sold out for a little bit because all the awards we started winning, and then Blanco started winning the awards, and that started selling out. I know the Repo was we've shipped everything out of the distillery that we have. The new batch is coming in. Literally, it was supposed to be here Friday. It's hung up in customs, so it should be here next week. We do sell direct at the distillery here in San Diego.
Okay.
And a lot of services. I think it's Drizzly is one of them. There's a bunch of online services, you know, that do. Do direct ship as well. So,
but most of the liquor outlets will have Cutwater Spirits there.
Yeah, you know, I can't. If I name one, I have to name at least 10.
I understand.
But you can go through, and that where to buy is an easy way to go if you want to kind of hone in on a liquor store right by your house. We're pretty good about responding to those real quick, or you can, you know, email us directly and ask. But otherwise, you know, a lot of folks have shifted to this online format and can get you our products in a matter of a day or so. So
cool. All right. Great, Don. Thanks for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. We're going to talk to both Pam and Phil are calling live from Rancho Leonero this morning right now. A little update on our fishing gear. What's up, guys?
Good morning, Pam, Phil.
Morning, guys. Gentlemen, how's everybody doing?
Doing great.
That's
so, of course, you and Pam ran the tournament. sadly, of course, Bob Blum and Carol Blum, our usual tournament directors, Carol passed away, sadly. But you guys did such a great job running the tournament last week for our Let's Talk, our 24th annual Rancho Leonero tournament. So thank you guys for doing that.
Hey, no problem at all. You know, there are big shoes to fill, you know. Bob and Carol have been doing that for 19 years, and you know, it was really sad that she passed away suddenly. But you know, just like to say, everybody, you know, raise a mug or a fist in the air for Carol.
Good call.
She'll be dearly missed, part of the Rancho Leonero and Let's Talk Hookup family. And Bob,
sure.
We love you.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess now maybe we're going to have to call it the Carol Blum and Lee DeShane tournament.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, for sure.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to say we had a lot of new blood at the tournament, and the kids dominated. There's a bunch of kid teams with their dads and whatnot, but the kids themselves are the ones that dominated, took all kinds of jackpots and lots of place in the tournament, so we were really proud of them. And also, the tourney was moved to October from its normal June spot. And we did have a fish off between Palmas. I believe the ranch kind of did dominate. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, you guys did a great job. Yeah, you guys caught more and bigger fish than we did over at Palmas de Cortez, indeed.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You guys were small. You guys had a small lineup, and so did we. However, you know, due to the capacity limits down there, we were still at capacity. So we still had a great, great time. Everybody had so much fun. We want to thank John and Pete, both you guys, for, you know, once again hosting such a wonderful turnout that turnip.
Yeah.
And we are so proud to participate in.
Yeah, we had such a good time at both resorts, too. I want to thank also Dave over at Statewide Stripes, too, for donating the $1,000 at each resort $500 at each resort, $1,000 total, $250 for the largest tuna, $250 for the largest wahoo and or dorado. So, that was very nice of Dave. And over at Palmas, we had some great Macara pulling lures from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which are beautiful. Beautiful marlin lures, and just fantastic time, Phil and Pam, and what a beautiful place to hang out, right?
Right, absolutely. I want to pass it up to Pam here real quick, because she wants to give you the total rundown. Everybody knows the lovely, sweet Pamela. Here she is.
Good morning.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Pam.
Good morning, everybody. So I just have to really say that I was so proud of our first place winners, Deb and Joe Hashi from Bellflower.
Yes, team they're regulars
Stringos,
with us for many years.
Who have fished this tournament well over 10 years and finally placed number one. So they won a trip back to the ranch for next year to defend their title. Second place was Grandpa and the Kid. They're from Glade Park, Colorado. They were repeat customers, but just happened to be there for our tournament and joined, and actually I think the son is the one who kind of caught all the fish, or the grandkid that caught all the fish, so that was really neat. And then third place was Markham Holmes from Spokane Valley. Largest tuna, Thomas Areola with Prestige from IB, California, and the largest dorado was Kyle Barrett, the son of Ken, and they're from Spokane Valley also. So it was a great trip, and look forward to having everyone back next year. If you want to call and book, it's June 4th through the 8th, 2021. And just give me a call in the office, and I'll get you set up.
Yeah, and from what I understand, that the spots are already filling pretty quickly for next June, our next 25th annual Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament.
25th annual. And part of the reason for that is some of the folks booked for June this year couldn't make it in October, so they just rolled over for the new dates for next year.
Yeah. Well, great job, Pam. Phil, thank you very much for doing that tournament and hosting the Let's Talk Hookup 24th Annual Rancho Leonero Tournament. And we'll look forward again next year, next June. Big time.
Excellent.
An honor. Well, thank you, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Pam. Appreciate
Pamela.
It.
All right. All right. Well, hey, we've got a great text here that has come through on our text line, and it says, our fridge is stocked, and now so is our freezer. We love the popsicles. Gin melon is the bomb. Any plans for additional flavors?
Yeah, we definitely are coming out with new flavors.
Wait. What is I'm not
dude,
familiar.
They're so good, Pete.
So these are actually frozen pops that are alcoholic, and they're made with the same spirits that you know you're used to in the cans. And
how fun!
We've currently got a pack. I believe it's 10 or I might be wrong, 12 maybe in that pack. And you throw them in your freezer overnight, get them all frozen, and then just cut the top off, and it's just a way to beat the heat here. You know, it's crazy hot these last couple months. So we kind of figured that, you know, these will start slowing down come, you know, September, and we just keep cranking them out, and we're it's kind like, of a phenomenon.
Like you kind of went, whoa, this is a hit, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And we've definitely got some more flavors in the mix. I don't know if I'm allowed to go into that, but, you know, definitely expanding on the line. We're always working on new flavors for the cans as well. You know, the margarita has been wildly successful, and you know, it is made with tequila, and you know, it's 12.5% alcohol, so it's not your typical low ABV drink. It's you know, tastes like a real margarita.
You're drinking a margarita.
Wow. And we've got some different flavors coming in the margarita, and we've got a little you know, we're bringing in the new product, which is the añejo, which is we haven't released that yet. And we've also, speaking of new products, got a little sneaky mezcal experience coming up soon. So, so the folks that you know, like a little bit more smoke to it, we're working with a distillery down in Durango, Mexico, who specialize in the Cinzo varietal, which is a kind of a unique a variety. Most most of the mezcal is being made in Oaxaca with espadine, and we've decided to go with a little bit more robust variety. It's wild, so it's not a when they're harvesting, they're trekking out in the mountains and harvesting these wild cenizo agave and cooking it in the volcanic pit and really traditional method. So that's going to be a neat one. On the can front, we've got some white Russian kind of, you know, coming up on us for the winter time, which will be nice to sip around the fire. It's quite a robust rendition of this. We just came out with the Long Island iced tea. We try to, you know, really focus on these traditional cocktails. I think the biggest hurdle that we've overcome in the last few years has been, you know, this kind of inherent these folks that were just kind of scared of drinking something out of a can because they were worried about the quality or they'd had one in the past that wasn't that good. And, you know, with the exception of Rick, maybe we're all old enough to remember these, you know, kind of these bizarre drinks that we used to get. And you know, so we really went down this road of using real spirits, of making these traditional cocktails that people are used to drinking at the bar, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's the real deal is what you're getting in the can.
Right. Yeah. It's exactly. We got a question on one of our social media platforms of, you know, what exactly is in your gin and tonic. And we were kind of like set back a little bit. We're like, it's gin and tonic, you know. And they were asking, you know, what kind of malts did we use, or what kind of wine base or something, you know. And we're like, no, it's literally gin.
Really, gin
distill
and
tonic water that we make in house, you know.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with Richard Castaneda, find out what's biting in the Baja, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking cutwater, talking Rancho Lanero, my most favorite place in the whole world.
Yeah.
It's a great show, man.
Let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it. Today it's time for the Catch Report, which is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now they offer the best, they also take care of your private boat catch, too. So if you got a big 200-pound bluefin and you don't feel like carving that thing up at home, Fisherman's Processing will give that same treatment to your private boat catch. Also with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, John, and Pete.
Cast man, you're a day late. Were you fishing yesterday?
Well, I tried to call yesterday, but you had that nice gentleman in from the Baja Tourism and had put on a good show there, so I thought I'd delay my call to today.
Very nice.
What's up? I'm on the road right now, heading back from Oregon, back to SoCal. Should be there back at the house around 12:30, 1 o'clock, but, you know, the when I first turned on the show, they were talking about tequila, and I thought I had the wrong show on, but... What kind of tequila is that?
I just want to be clear. You mean you turned on the show that had John Ireland on, and we were talking tequila, and you thought you were talking about the wrong show? Like, I mean, you know John better than that.
No, no. When I first turned it on, you guys were talking tequila, and I didn't know if I had the right show or not.
We're talking your language.
I'm not aware of what I said.
But anyway, what is the name of the tequila? I've got to try it.
So we're Cutwater. We're a distillery here in San Diego, and we partnered up with a tequila down in the town of Tequila, actually. So it's branded under the name Cutwater, and we have a Blanco, a Reposado, and an Añejo, and those are all coming up. We've released them about a year ago, and we've won awards across the nation, some of the top awards. From San Francisco all the way to London, competitions, really respected competitions. The family that we're working with has been in the town of Tequila for 100 years.
Wow.
And, just an amazing product coming out of stills that we've custom designed and our whiskey barrels that we send down. So a really unique product. I think, like I say, it's not just a Maquilla that's cranking out a tequila for, a celebrity label or something like that. We're really hands-on. I'm going down there and distilling with them. I'm doing all the blending and, really, really designing what goes into the product. So that's definitely worth a shot.
Yeah, definitely. So well, what's cool. going on down in the Baja that. There, Castman?
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that Añejo. But, the Southern Baja, it's open. We got a lot of tourists going down. We've got clients we've been sending down to the ranch in Palmas and, of course, down to San Jose, Del Cabo. And the fishing has been pretty good there, especially in that East Cape area and down into San Jose del Cabo. There's some nice tuna being caught there at those banks around the Iman and San Luis banks. They've been getting the tuna 80 to 90 pounds there. The Wahoo Bite is on, and when it's on, I mean, there's, 6 to 7 fish per boat per day, and then when it's off, it's zero. But it seems like it goes one day on. One day off. So if you hit it right, you're going to get some wahoo. At least fishing, 2 or 3 days. I talked with Charles Ogden, who's took over Larry Edwards' Cortez Yacht Charters business. And he's the one I get my reports from Mazatlan, Ixtapas y Huantenejo, Cancun, and Cabo. And he was telling me, I guess, Mazatlan is just starting to open up. Ixtapas y Huantenejo is open, but the tourists yet haven't really arrived, so they haven't really got any good reports coming out of there yet. And down at Cancun there, Puerto Morelos, they had a hurricane that kind of shut things down for a few days. But he says he should be getting reports to me probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks where I'll be able to report on those destinations, which which is a good time, you know, for those great winter fisheries down there. Anyway, Pete, I'm off to Venice, Louisiana on Wednesday. I'm going to go down and fish the redfish for 3 days, and I'll try to give you guys a call on the water from Venice, Louisiana next Saturday, but that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip or get further information on a Cass Tours trip, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll try to give you guys a call next Saturday.
All right, good luck in Venice, Louisiana, Cass man. Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday from with a redfish report for sure. Hey, thanks, Cass man. Drive carefully on the way back down there. While we're waiting for Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Dan? Dan's calling us from El Cajon. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show, you guys. Talking tequila, that's my language there. And John, good to hear from you. I was down there a few months ago, and I recommended it to a friend, and he said, "Wow, you weren't giving me any BS. It's fantastic down there." So thank you for that. Again,
well, thank you, Dan.
You guys. Yusuf, how'd you get involved in brewing?
In brewing, that was a long, long time ago. So right about when I was 21, so about 30 years ago, I started home brewing. And just like I do with most stuff, whether it's brewing or fishing, just go in full bore and started cranking out a high volume of homebrew at and then, you know, actually started teaching classes at the University of California here in La Jolla on brewing, specifically homebrewing. And then that evolved into graduating college and deciding to start work at a homebrew shop, which was Homebrew Mart down there in Linda Vista.
Oh.
And I got to say, my parents were super stoked that I gave up that the ambition to go to law school and start working for $3.75 an hour at a homebrew shop.
I'll bet they were thrilled. Yeah.
They were beside themselves, patting me on the back, you know, and saying congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, it took a long time. I think when we finally won the World Beer Cup in 2010, which is kind of like the Academy Awards for brewing, I think my dad finally gave me a hug and said, "My son, the brewer." For my whole life, it was my son, the doctor, my son, the lawyer, my son, you know, whatever. So, you know, it was, but that the homebrewing is what gave me the start. And I think, you know, teaching those classes early on pushed me to learn quite a bit. And now I'm actually teaching. I'm the lead instructor at the UCSD program and through the extension program for the Brewer Certificate program.
Wow.
So
they actually have a Brewer Certificate at UCSD?
Yeah, it's about a year and a half program. It takes about a year and a half to finish the program. It's a certificate program, so, you know, people have come out of there and started their own breweries. They definitely kickstarts you in the career if you're trying to work your way up the ladder as far as a brewer goes. And, you know, I've been doing that going on, I think, almost 7 years now. So trying to, you know, keep the teaching alive. We're doing online classes now over Zoom, which is a little different from the classes in person, but we're getting them done and trying to get these folks graduated. And, we've had a bunch of cohorts go through and graduate. One of my friends, actually, that the whole tequila story is probably too long for today, but it was a student named Joaquin, and he took my class about 6 years ago. And when he graduated, he left a bottle of tequila on my desk, and I said, "This is a beer class. Why the bottle of tequila?" I looked at the name, and it was his family's name on it.
Wow.
So I said, "Look, in 2 years, you're going to have a brewery. I'm going to come down and brew a batch of beer, and then you're going to introduce me to your family." And it was like 2 years to the day, and I went down there. He had his brewery all open. We brewed a batch of beer together. Just super passionate young guy, and came up from Jalisco to take the classes here in San Diego. And he introduced me to his family, and along with, you know, I met maybe 15 other distilleries down there. And just as luck and serendipity would have it, you know, fate, I would say, his family was the perfect fit for us. And,
wow.
and that's who we ended up partnering up with. And now he's won, I think, three times the best new or the best brewery in Mexico. So he's he's doing
the real
great.
Deal. And he learned it from you.
Yeah, and it's called Fortuna. It's down in
Fortuna.
It's in Guadalajara. It's right on the road to Tequila. So as you're driving from Guadalajara to Tequila, right when that free road splits with the toll road, he's right there. And you know, great family, just amazing. Now we go down there and we spend Christmas with the families.
Wow.
And it's become much more than just a partnership.
Fantastic.
This is such a great story, man. I love hearing it.
Great story. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's continue our catch report. Mr. Brian Willie from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff going on there this morning, man. Busy, busy, huh?
Fun, huh?
Yeah, interesting. Definitely interesting. Well, hey, up here for us this week, bass fishing is still pretty strong along the coast. You know, we've been fishing in tight. We've been getting about some shallow water to catch some fish this week, and it's been kicking out some real nice quality fish. Some nice catch and release options, too, on some of these bigger bass, which has been good to see. So plenty of other stuff going in the bags, though. Bass, sculpin, sheephead, things like that. Three-quarter day, I'd call it like a mixed bag opportunity. Some days it's been out in the deeper water for that rockfish, and then other days it's been in bass fishing along the kelp. Out deep, though, plenty of sculpin and whitefish, reds, picacho, all that stuff though in the bags, and then some good, decent bonito action, too, on the inside along the edges of the kelp, too. See, the better fishing has been offshore for, like, our six-pack fleet. They've been getting out there, taking advantage of some of this really nice weather, this good fall fishing out there. Really good Dorado action, a couple days for the current little six-pack boat here, as well as the Lexi. They've been out taking advantage of that. Some good yellowtail action as well over at the islands. So they've been staying very busy on that fish, some skipjack in their counts as well. The Fury, he's been doing really well as also. Marcus has had some really good days out there. He's been fishing the offshore banks, some banger days on that nice grade yellowtail out there. And then he's also had some really good bluefin action on the days that he's been fishing that tuna as well. So good mixed stuff going on offshore, and certainly props to Marcus and the guys there taking that, you know, honors with that CCA, you know, charter challenge.
Yeah, no kidding.
The big win.
So, beat some real high-end guys.
I know. I think if Wayne would have caught one more bluefin instead of breaking it off, their boat might have won. I think we won by 1 point. So.
That's pretty cool.
So anyways, that's pretty much it for us here. You know, we're clicking. Things are going. So we'd love to have you guys out with us if you want to hop on a trip. Call our office. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, danawharf.com. And certainly reservations still. Make those reservations. Our trips are full every single day. So call and make those reservations.
Great call, Willie. Glad to hear it. Glad there's such great fishing going on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And we'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
I appreciate that very much. Going to wrap up the catch for today. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been the go-to hook this season for tuna from the Nautilus Lite, the standard Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD. Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ring or non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at your favorite tackle store. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Wind Grip Rod, too. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or Snap INS. .com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Warmer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Warmer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.